East Meets West, episode 62. I'm Tom Merritt.
And I am Roger Chang.
And we have a special guest with us, Josh Lawrence. Hi, Josh.
Hello!
Thanks for stopping in.
Certainly.
You may remember Josh from previous episodes deep in the background. We think we've got his mic to work a little better this time.
Hello!
You're somewhat softer, but at least we can hear you.
It's not really important to hear what I'm going to say.
No, not at all.
Yeah. I agree. Ooh, who has frou-frou? Frou-frou.
That's my stuff. We're looking at my Apple TV. It's all hooked up and the covers are flowing.
Ooh.
Slowly, beautifully rotating.
Nora Jones?
That's you? That's not you. Eileen's trying to claim my, Andrea. My music.
But you got it from me.
Oh, I got it from Eileen. Well, yeah. But
that
I got lots
count.
Of my music from lots of places.
Yeah. Just keep using your laptop back there.
So, you like Frou Frou?
Yes.
Okay.
No, actually, it's, well, that was the band. Now she's solo. It's Imogen Heap. She was playing a couple of months ago. I was kind of upset that I missed out.
Were you throwing things upset?
No. Or just should I? Is that your definition of upset?
That's one definition.
Category 5 level of upsetness.
Yes. Yes.
Objects
exactly.
are flying.
So, I don't know. We were playing around with the Apple TV. We hooked up Roger's brand new MacBook to it. And I've got my ThinkPad going to it. Eileen's got her PowerBook, her old G4 PowerBook running through it. We tried them all out. What do y'all think?
It's cool. I'm not sure if I would... I mean, unless it did full HD. I mean, do you have any HD content?
No, because Apple doesn't sell any HD content.
Could you just drag and drop stuff that you do have, like an AVI or something, into it?
Anything you can get into iTunes, theoretically, you could get to play on Apple TV. And I know, I've already seen people who have hacked it to play DivX and...
Yeah, I know. It's also... Yeah, it's like a Pentium M or whatever. So,
but
like,
without really hacking it, I think you can... You can only take H.264 stuff into it.
Hmm.
Far as I know.
Not as awesome as I was led to believe.
It is a big old iPod, is really what it is.
But it does have a hard drive.
It's a big 40 gigabyte wireless iPod.
Can you replace the hard drive?
Yeah. Somebody's already done that, too. They swapped out the 40 gig hard drive for a 120 gig hard drive. So I plan to try that myself.
Cool. Nice. I don't know. I mean, like, one of the things people have been talking about is because Xbox, PS3, and a bunch of other TiVos are all trying to basically reposition their products more in line as the kind of definitive home entertainment box and less as the, you know, DVR game system.
Well, yeah. I mean, I've purchased a few television shows from Xbox 360. It takes a really, really long time to download something, especially if you get HD.
Yeah.
Now, granted, it looks great, but I think Apple is smart in one way in that they aren't selling HD stuff because I am more likely to buy something when I don't really care about how much it looks like. I just want to see it because it looks fine. In fact, the thing of Lost we were looking at looked better than the standard def looks on my big screen TV.
Yeah, and I can imagine it probably worked out well because I'm sure it does some video processing to it as it gets in. Now, are you connecting through what video inputs into your TV?
HDMI.
Yeah, it's probably doing some video processing.
Yeah, it's running through a HDMI switch. I only have one HDMI port on this TV, but I've got a belt.
Are you going to expense it for 2007? It's taxes next year?
Probably. I don't know if we can.
Why not?
I don't know. Are you an accountant? Are you a CPA?
Man.
I try.
Every time I buy big ticket items, I keep the receipt and I just send it over out to the CPA and see if I can get. I mean,
oh yeah, no, I ask. You guys said can I? I don't know if I can. Will I try? Sure.
Right.
That's different though. I don't know the answer if it'll work.
Are you asking but how to see into the future, Roger?
I'm Roger needs to move his mic a little farther away from his... And Josh, you need to eat yours.
All right, I will.
What you're saying is you do not know whether or not...
what you are saying is...
You don't need to talk like you're halfway across the room, though.
Okay. Okay.
Just enunciate, Roger.
So, yeah, you know, it's kind of cool. I'm actually kind of interested to see... someone try HD because supposedly it does support HD, and I want to see how that looks.
Yeah, I need to find an HD video I'm sure somebody's already done it. I just need to search around and find somebody who's done it an HD video that they push
looks
through
as awesome
onto iTunes. Shouldn't be hard. I mean, actually, there's aren't there high def movie trailers on
yes.
Apple's website?
Yeah.
I wonder if any of the trailers here, you know, some of the trailers that you stream, because the one thing that it can do from the internet, the Apple TV can't do much from the internet. The only thing it can do is play trailers.
So, oh, you should try that. I mean, I do that with my Xbox, hacked as it is. I can pull down the QuickTime trailers.
It doesn't tell you what resolution they're in.
Oh, wait, go back up. I think it tells you right through.
Okay, let it go.
Oh, no, that's just the number 300. No. If
let's,
you click on it.
Let's play the 300 trailer, though, and we'll see if it looks like it's in a large.
If it is, it won't do 1080.
It's going to take a long time to download if it's
no,
high def.
No, it's doing the 640.
That looks too fast. Bar.
It's just 640. Yeah. It's doing the 640.
It's way too fast to be high def.
Yeah, it's 640.
Oh, it's letterboxed, though. Or at least the
yeah, but
the
quick time
is.
QuickTime can automatically rescale. It actually does a pretty good job of that.
That looks pretty good. Huh, it's not high def, though.
No. It's 640 by 480.
It just looks nice. It's that what they call near DVD quality.
Yeah. That movie wasn't as good as I thought it would be.
Really? You were not as impressed by
that? If you like an hour and a half of fighting interspersed with a little bit of narration in the beginning, middle, and end, yeah. I mean, it was a fun movie. Don't get me wrong. I mean, if you want to have a good time, but it's nothing to really kind of, you know, break a sweat trying to think or analyze. Although I must admit, it was uncomfortably jingoistic in places.
Yeah, well, that's what you were talking about. The Greeks were upset about, right?
And, yeah,
and the Iranians too.
Iranians were it's like you're making us look like a bunch of transgendered and you know the were
they what? No. Spit it out, Roger.
Oh no, like they're androgynous, like you know characters, like all these. Supposedly parts of the Persian Empire are all either mutants or in some way quote-unquote unnormal or not normal.
Not like, that there's anything wrong with
no,
that.
No, it's not, but it's just they felt that they were portrayed in a very negative light.
I see.
Now, is that also coming through in the original graphic novel, do you know?
No, well, when you read it, the thing is there's certain things that you take for granted when you read a comic book or a graphic novel that if you try to do a direct translation, it seems a bit silly, and that's why comic book movies haven't been made very well into the big screen. Yeah,
so not as good as Sin City here.
Actually, Popeye. No. If you had to compare, I think Sin City would be much better.
Yeah. So Frank Miller didn't hit as big with this one.
I don't know. I mean, maybe it might be more of an issue with the studio or our old boss working on that.
I'm waiting for the Battle of Salamis.
I don't know. They could always do. Oh wait, they've done World War II to death, huh?
Yeah.
How about another epic war from pre biblical times?
Such a well, Battle of Salamis is the
the Trojan. Oh wait, they already did the Trojan one. Troy, right?
Two movies of that, right?
Hey, why not make another one?
What about any of the Viking conquests? Were there any great battles there?
Sure. I can't name one, but I imagine there are a ton of them.
Apocalypse. I said, what about the Mayan or the Incan? And it's
Done. Well, this is pretty much what I've been doing this weekend. I took the Apple TV down to the in-laws yesterday. We hooked it up, and we're watching lots of video podcasts. I've watched a few video podcasts on here, and they, you know.
You have Sailor Moon?
Yes, I have some song from Sailor Moon somewhere
wow.
on my hard drive.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Have something from The Little Mermaid, apparently. Background. That's
this,
the interesting
this is,
thing
this
about...
This is actually exceptionally revealing.
The interesting thing about the cover flow is every little thing on your hard drive gets put into the cover flow when you're in the main music screen.
See, for me, the fact that you have a drawing of a topless woman,
that's Black Lab. That's the Bum Rush the Charts song from last week where they tried to get everybody to buy that one song by Black Lab and get it to number one on the iTunes charts. Got it up to number 10.
You're thinking about me.
No, that's Nora Jones who's thinking about you.
Andrea, is she naked in the grass? Holy crap.
Andrea Echeverri, yeah.
The Shins, that's actually a good album.
It is
unfortunate.
Harvey
Danger,
that you can't,
is she still around?
No, it's not a guy.
Are they?
It's not a girl.
I'm thinking of, what's her name? Harvey, I know who you're talking about.
I can't think of her last
Whatever.
Name.
Shut up, Josh.
Before you start mocking me, you at least have to know who the artist is.
That's a fair
Madonna, all right?
Requirement.
Yeah, and like I said, every little song you have will show up.
Blue Cantrell.
Blue Cantrell, yeah.
So blue.
Hit 'em up style. Yeah, and they American seem to play in random order because the Shins have come up like seven times now.
That's
you don't have a lot of songs. Kanye West.
This is the first time we're seeing Kanye West.
No, that's the third
time. Yeah, see, then Blue Cantrell comes up again.
That's really odd.
Yeah, so the cover flow is not linear. It just sort of randomly throws stuff up there.
Is he trying to look like George Clooney?
Taylor Hicks? Yeah.
Maybe. He needs to look somewhat distinguished.
I'm surprised we haven't. Oh yeah, let's go to the podcasts.
Is the artwork made by our generous fans?
Yes, it is. It
Pop
shows
up.
Up there. So, for instance,
Buzz Out Loud.
Yeah, Cory Doctorow's got good.
Crampound. Dignation MP3.
Yeah.
Drive
there
time.
We go. East meets West. There's
goodness.
You get the Economist. Wow. I almost got that one. Yeah,
there's
that's cool.
Episode 61. There's the thing that Jayesh made up there. And then as you scroll down, it'll
that's
go with
cool.
The different
that's
cover
awesome.
From each one.
Actually, I like it. I like that's actually that works out pretty well.
All Udayan's old stuff is up there.
It's pretty cool.
I only have back through 52 actually on the iTunes.
Lame.
You just deleting all the rest.
I know, automatically deletes it, doesn't it?
Galacticast.
Is that the one by the producers?
That's Casey McKinnon and a few other people.
I wasn't too impressed with last week's episode.
Of a Galacticast? Yeah.
No, of Battlestar Galactica.
Oh, I haven't watched it yet. Don't say anything.
Dang you.
See, and that's why we have to have...
Ottawa Tech Law Podcast.
Blog stuff show up.
Oh, that's the old... So Brilliant Blog is what the old East Meets West stuff. Was under. Now it's Boiling Point. That's right. Which I haven't. I know, guys. I haven't done Sex October. I know there's like three of you out there that want to get the rest of it, and I apologize. Where's Ask a Ninja? It's not up there. Why did Ask a Ninja go away?
I don't know. Maybe someone asked him to go away.
Oh, because I'm looking at Apple TV and I haven't synced. See, there's some little annoyances here with syncing, and it's not Apple's fault particularly, but whenever you're involved syncing stuff, there's always these little lags and annoyances.
Do you get that? Do you sometimes get that syncing feeling?
Yes, I do.
You've lost that syncing feeling.
Oh, that's there we go. There's Ask a Ninja. So I just subscribed today, and here's what it looks like up on the big screen. The folks at home can't see this. So this is really annoying on an audio podcast, but you can listen to Roger's reaction. See,
wow,
it's a little fuzzy, but
you know the thing is, I've never, I don't know, I am one of the few people that's not like totally
a fan of this. Is that what you're saying?
I
think it's hilarious.
For some reason, I'm not hooked into it, and maybe it's because I'm Asian
it's
or something.
Because you're already a ninja.
Oh,
so
because
you're
offended.
Impressed.
Yeah, no, maybe. I don't know. I think it's just a very kind of adequately done.
Adequate. I think there's some pretty funny stuff in there. Well, I have to say, it's a la Z Frank, who apparently is stopping down. He's not doing his podcast anymore. That's what I heard. Z Frank or Zay Frank or however you say.
Oh, didn't he stop after a year or did like
I don't know.
Or a couple of years? I don't know.
Just have threatened him.
Anyway, so here's something else Roger is skeptical about.
Yes.
Twitter.
So few of those things.
I'm highly skeptical of Twitter.
Have you done Twitter, Josh?
I have not.
Okay, so do you understand what it is?
It's basically you're just reporting on your current status and that's it. It's like a miniature mini-blog.
It's called mini-blogging, exactly. You have a certain amount of characters, 140 characters that you can do at a time. So it limits you to just kind of answering the question, what are you doing? And you can receive updates and send updates either by web, phone, or IM. So a lot of people send them from their text. They text message them from their phone. Some people actually subscribe to get notifications on their phone. And so you have your friends, and when they say, like, I'm at the Club Monaco, and then you see it on your phone, and you're like, oh, dude, like, Gloria is totally a Club Monaco.
I got it
on my Twitter. I'm going to go over there. But it's also used in other ways for people to just kind of have little conversations with each other about things. And I don't know. It's very strangely addictive.
I don't know.
I started doing it at CES. I had a blast with it, but I couldn't really do it all the time. because I didn't have a phone that
text.
Well, I had text messaging. I didn't set it up on my phone, and I don't have unlimited text messaging, so I definitely didn't want to receive them. So recently, I set up my phone so I could text message an update from my phone, but I still don't want to do that too much again because I don't have unlimited text messaging. But I have been doing it more on the web, and my wife just joined and said she's listening to East Meets West.
Amazing!
Right now.
1 minute ago.
I don't know. It's like for me, it's a flash in the pan. I don't know. I can't see it being sustained.
It is strangely addictive, though, to just see. Well, like
for
what's
you,
going on.
Not for me. I have had to deal with it for a week.
You have tried it.
Yes.
Well, maybe you'll get back sucked back into it, or maybe you were just so skeptical that your soul is empty and dead.
No, it's just like it's like basically IMing with like out into the ethers. Like,
you know, ever since instant messaging first came around, I have been loath to look down on these sorts of things because when IM first came along,
Tom,
I was like, "Well,
was
that's
skeptical.
Dumb. We have email. Why do we need instant messaging? Email's pretty much instant, and it's huge."
Poor prophecies.
Yeah. So ever since,
see, that's where I differ from the Tom philosophy. When IM came around, it's like, "Hey, that's a freaking awesome way to communicate."
That's only because you were younger and less set in your ways.
No, I understand. Back then, as I do now, I can tell a good thing from a crappy thing.
You think you can.
You know, it doesn't take a good actor to notice a bad one.
What was that thing you started using and you couldn't stop using it?
Oh, you see more?
You see more.
Yeah, I stopped using it about 4 years ago. Now, anyone who uses you see more, stop. Please.
Oh, that's right.
What
Where
about
did that quote end up showing up?
In Wikipedia.
No, that's Google.
Right. And Google.
It was a Google AdSense thing. It's like it's next to my freaking like
Roger
you just
Spark
it's very it was very inter- oh, it was very irritating. It's not world history.
Always got to ride your volume. You get
oh,
all excited about it.
You always
got to
ride me. Why,
I don't
Tom?
Go there. Isn't this a family show?
Oh, hush you.
Who invited you?
I know.
Myself. I said, hey, I saw on Twitter that East West was going to podcast.
All right, we got a couple different album arts for this episode, thanks to Rodrigo, who made the first
cool.
one. We'll put one up on the blog and one actually in the MP3. I think there's another one here. Yes, from Blaze. So one on the blog.
We had a couple of new posters that haven't posted before,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, I think we do.
You want to read those off?
I have to get to them in order. I want to see if there's anything else from Rodrigo. If any of you are moving to another place, maybe from Brazil to San Francisco, what computer would you buy? Desktop, notebook, Mac, PC?
Notebook.
Budget is $3,000 US.
Buy
Needs
notebook.
To run Vista, even if it's a Mac.
If we get a Mac.
Get a Mac.
I'm sorry.
And use Boot Camp.
It's just...
It works very nicely, at least for me.
From my experience,
okay.
I mean, unless you want to, I mean, unless you seriously just want to go with an inexpensive light, you can go with the Dell XPS M1210. It's like a 12-inch notebook. It's super light. Not super light. It's 4.5 pounds. Not that light. But it is small and totable. So if you just need something so you can catch up on email, browse the web, but you don't need necessarily to do anything like, you know, very power intensive. It can play a pretty good game of Unreal and Half-Life.
All right.
It does have a discrete graphics chip, even though it is only 64 megs. But it is a good build.
Bit of a spoiler alert for those who haven't read comics about Captain America.
Oh, yeah.
But this next comment, spoiler alert, Rodrigo says, Tom said, Captain America es muerte. The Cifuentes brothers know this better than me, but I think that means that Captain America is the death. Not that he's dead, but that he's actually the death.
That's
like
true.
If death was a person, which was a funny thing for me to listen. I might be wrong on that, though.
Yeah, muerte is death. And
then Rodrigo told me how to say it properly.
In Portuguese?
No, well.
Is it Rodrigo from?
Yeah. He's from Brazil. But he told me in Spanish, and I can't remember. Now I can't remember.
Muerto? Muertos?
No. There was an extra word that you had to throw in, I think. Anyway,
he is
I prefer death. Saying he is the death.
But yeah, Captain America went the way of many other Golden Age heroes. You know, that's actually one of the longest lived characters, Nexus, Superman, yeah. Batman.
Peter wants
Timely
to
comics.
Oh, Peter wants to know how many emails you got, Roger, when you gave out your email address on episode 60.
Four, two from you and two from someone else. I'm telling you, I did that. I did that once on Screensavers, and I got a total of 10 emails. People's like, "Oh, you're gonna get swamped." It's like, listen, no one ever emails me.
Did you do an interview with digital content producer Roger?
No, I one of Patrick's buddies or former coworkers emailed me a bunch of.
Oh, and they quoted you.
He had a bunch of stuff. He said he was going to use in an article, and I said that's cool. I didn't realize it was an interview.
Scott H just read an article in Digital Content Producer about lighting for online video. Nice interview with Roger. Flat lighting rules.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're talking about flat lighting.
Lighting. In
or
general.
You're probably talking about flat lining, and they just misunderstood you.
No, Tom. Just because you're all Mr. EMT, you know, emergency tech guy.
I am not an EMT.
First responder.
I will be practicing patient assessment on you immediately following this episode, though.
Hey, Tom, I don't think this is part of the route.
Do you have any head, neck, or back pain?
That's not my neck, Tom.
After reviewing all the episodes, I think once and for all we should answer the question, is Roger Chang real? Josh, yeah. You're an independent observer. No. You've been brought in specifically for this assessment. It's
absolutely not. He's a hologram, AI kind of.
But okay, really, but he's not a figment of my imagination.
What?
He's not a figment of my imagination.
No, okay. No. Yeah, I mean.
So why would I need to be a hologram, though, if I'm just a disembodied voice?
Well, because it adds more.
Once
to
again,
the
your bearded wisdom shows its flaws.
No. It's just a more complicated illusion, but you're still an illusion, Roger. Sorry.
Yeah, but it's an illusion that won't come across this podcast to begin with. It's just wasted energy.
No. But the pseudo rapport that you have with Tom is created by you seeming to be a real person, even to him, even though you're not.
Well, it's kind of like that. What was that AI?
Spielberg one?
The AI program that was out like in the
80s. Oh, Eliza.
Eliza. Yeah.
The psychiatrist.
Depending on how you talk.
You know how many
it.
Variations exactly. on that they spun out from
yeah.
that?
Oh,
it was
yeah.
like 50 million.
Punter Joe says another riveting eclectic cast. However, it may be too soon to consider a spinoff on plumbing. And as for a spinoff about muscle-bound guys in leather shorts, I haven't checked, but suspect
leather
the web already has plenty of sites about that. Leather shorts. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I was wondering, what does show prep for East Meets West consist of? Do you pore over international journals and create giant charts mapping out the unfolding of the cast? Or do you just pass around a bottle of Jägermeister, play with the dog, while Roger waits for his computer to boot? Maybe some combination of the two? However you do it, it's working.
No, if we told how we did this podcast, I mean, there would be a billion copycats, so we can't.
It takes a long time to warm up the Commodore 64 that runs the Roger Chang AI program, so.
I don't know.
I believe that the prep involves me driving to the BART.
Station.
picking
driving
up.
To the BART station. It's like driving to the death. Driving to the BART. You're driving to
picking
the BART
up
station.
Roger, bringing him back here, turning on the computer.
And then sitting down.
And, of course, the giant charts and all of the...
I normally bring about 4 poster canisters with me, so I can pull out, you know, the old 1940s naval charts. Django's sniffing my elbow.
All right. Anything else before we wrap it up here? Mm. Josh, do you have any questions for us now that we can actually hear you somewhat?
Tom, why did you, you know, start to believe that Roger existed when it's so obvious that he doesn't?
I have never, I don't think, stated unequivocally, that I believe Roger exists.
Oh, all right then.
Have I, Roger?
I don't know.
Of course, if he doesn't exist.
You know what?
It's
really, you know, kind of pointless to talk to me about it.
I know. There was one last thing we want to talk about, which
yes.
is the Iranian Navy capturing the British sailors. We'll wrap up with that.
Yeah, they snagged, supposedly, since Iran and Iraq are essentially neighbors, they are neighbors. They share also a common border along their sea lanes. So supposedly the British Royal Navy was conducting patrols, and I guess one of their patrol dinghies, I wasn't sure it was off the ship or off like a little Zodiac that they used to board other ships. But this has happened before. The Iranian Navy basically forced them to go into Iranian waters, and then they abducted them and held them captive.
Said that they were
they forced them to come into their waters under gunpoint. So. I don't know. It's one of those games of brinkmanship that the Iranian military. I'm not sure if...
The question I have is, how do members of the British Navy get captured by the Iranian Navy? I mean, the Iranian Navy is not well known as a naval power, and the British are.
But you know what? When you're in a... It's in a very literal area. I mean, it's literal in that you're very close to shore. That means you're not in open water.
Littoral, yeah.
Littoral.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, I'm just over-pronunciating it so people understand.
That the kind of tactics and techniques you would use in open water combat would not be the same as they would be in an area where you're close to shore. Shallow water, you know, you're not moving very fast. You're actually...
What's the short version?
How do they do it?
Yeah. How do they let themselves get captured?
Maybe because the Royal Navy might be running a ship full of...
Oh, you're going to impugn their... That's not what you told
character.
Me earlier.
Is that what you wanted me to
say? You had a much better answer down in the garage.
Well, I can't say it because it's a family podcast. You know what?
What?
No, all you said was they were ordered not to fire.
Yeah.
How can you not say that on a family?
Oh,
podcast?
I thought you meant the other part where I imbued their character. With the pejorative.
No.
I don't think as far as I know, a lot of what the British military has done in Iraq specifically in Basra has been to minimize the amount of altercation and escalation of tension.
Okay,
so
that makes more sense to me.
Oftentimes they tend to what's the term, strategic or tactical retreat?
Yeah.
And you know, there's a lot of pros and cons. A lot of the con side is it just encourages more aggressive behavior on the on the opposing side, as they see that as a sign of weakness. Some say no, if you do that, then things will really kind of get out of hand. Recently, as Britain is relinquishing more and more of Basra over to the local authorities, a lot of people said that essentially what they've done is just kind of given up and let whatever. And it's the thing is, it's not even like the local authority. It's like the local militia authority that's taking over. They're saying that's one of the causes why, you know, there doesn't seem to be any kind of core resolution to making sure that there's a central authority in Baghdad that extends its power out through the different areas of Iraq. Well, you know, you can either claim for or against. All I know is the British Navy, along with the rest of the British military, is actually really strapped monetarily. This is from the military side, you know, the forums and stuff, that they're ill-equipped, they're underfunded. A lot of decisions are made are political and not military in nature. In other words, they're not decisions that the commanders on the ground would make, but rather politicians back in Whitehall or in Downing Street.
If you would like to date Roger, post your comments at subbrilliant.com/EMW.
And please be a woman. I mean, I'm cool with guys and all, but not like that.
You're preferring the ladies.
Yes.
At this point.
However you want to hang out and want to watch a movie, yeah, I'll be free too.
All right. And baseball season opens next week, so we have to figure out when we're going to. I'd like to broadcast a little earlier next week.
Oh.
To figure that out.
The
Terran Baseball Association.
Friday.
Tried to cover a little bit last year. We'll be kicking off the fantasy season as well.
Is that your fantasy baseball?
Yeah, the Baltimore Browns will be making
That's
another run
fetish.
At the championship.
You have the baseball fetish?
Sure. Yeah, you could call it that if you really must, I suppose.
I'm just imagining, like, you know,
we
really
don't want to know what you're imagining, Roger.
No, in fact, we're going to stop right there.
Okay.
All right, we'll see you folks later.
Are you
Thanks,
sure you don't
Josh,
want to see a
us.
Magazine with a spread of...